on this beautiful 4th of July weekend. No matter where your travels might be taking you for your Arizona staycation, you can reach Rosie on the house just about anywhere in the state through our six great radio affiliates. But the universal number to call in is 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Cindy, good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. I'm just wondering if you folks could let us know again the name and location of the place in Mesa that you were talking about a few minutes ago that sells the really fresh, good corn.
Freeman's Corn Patch on Center and Brown in Mesa. Mark Freeman is our farmer there. And today, if you mention Farm Bureau when you go buy your dozen, you'll get a dollar off.
Today's the last day he's selling it?
Today's the last day. It starts warming up too much in the valley, so that's why by next weekend, when you want to get away from the heat anyway, you want to go up north. But today, you can get lots of sweet corn right on Brown and Center at the Freeman Corn Patch.
Now, as we were going to the break, for the sake of 100% accuracy in broadcasting, I'd said the highest place in Florida was about 7 feet. I was off. Does anyone want to take a guess the highest elevation in Florida?
72 feet.
A little higher.
450.
Oh, okay, 345. Britton Hill in Walton County, which is just basically it's... If the line was just a little bit farther south, it'd be Alabama. So, before someone else called and corrected me, I had to correct myself. And Arizona's tallest flagstaff, Humphreys Peak, is almost 13. I said 14.
Yes.
Almost 13. All right. I'm a stickler for those details.
And that's good.
All right. We are lawns. We should probably cover lawns. It's 4th of July weekend. Fireworks are legal. Most of them are sparklers. If it's... someone lights one of those, you put it on the ground and the sparks shoot up and it's a little windy and it blows all over your lawn. Do you have to worry about burning your lawn?
Well, hopefully your lawn isn't that dry. If it's green, it probably isn't a big issue.
Okay, we're safe.
I think you're pretty safe.
We got done last night with our fireworks and say, I don't think I'm going to light the next one on the lawn. I think I'll go over here in the dirt.
They're already shooting them off. They were last night.
I heard some last night going off.
We saw a display out at Festival and Grand. Both of them had fireworks going off. We could see right from our lawn. It was beautiful.
Lawns, just, make sure that you are monitoring your moisture. Make sure that the water's going where it should be going. You don't have sprinkler heads shooting straight up in the air, out in the sidewalk, running down the street. If you get significant rainfall, a half an inch or more probably, you can skip a day or two on your lawn watering. So kind of watch that this time of year. Don't mow your lawns too short. Let your lawns get a little longer. It will cut down on the amount of water. If you're trying to keep it really tight and short, it will take more water to keep them greened up. So, and keep them well fertilized. A good, healthy lawn is going to need less water than a lawn that's stressed for nutrients.
And this is a little bit of a self-serving question, but I'm sure it applies to a lot of people. Our lawn in the summer takes a beating. Kids turn on I've got the sprinkler set for the morning, but they turn it on for 30 minutes in the afternoon and they run and play. Yeah. So when I mowed last night, I noticed my front lawn looks like a pothole. You got dips from feet and impressions. And how do I level that out? And should I wait for the overseeding in the fall?
Well, in your case, if they're going to keep doing that all summer, it'd be like beating a dead horse. I think I'd just probably wait until fall.
And what would I put down to level
sand that out? Works the best. They'll use maybe a little bit of mulch mixed with sand, but just sand, and because it kind of finds its way down through the leaves and the blades and the stems of the grass, and you literally can take a broom or the flat side of a rake, and just kind of screed it or move it around, float it, and it'll level it right out.
And you are now headed to?
I'm headed to work at the nursery on Hayden Road, just south of Thomas at Harper's, and we're looking for a nice cooler day for a change, and I've got lots of heat-loving plants in, and it's a good, if you're having some folks over and you need to spruce up a pot or two, this would be a good day to do it.
Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. And Julie.
Yes. Thank you for having me on again. And on Fill Your Plate, I don't mention this enough, but the Fill Your Plate blog, we post new articles 3 times a week. And one of our top articles today is the 4th of July favorites. We list some of our recipes from Fill Your Plate. But we have, and it's free, and it's not overloaded with ads. When you go there, you're going to be able to find our articles real easy, and you can actually search by topic. But we talk about nutrition. We're Arizona-centric in some of our articles, and we'll always lead you to some of our local farmers that will sell you product local through that blog. And again, that's on fillyourplate.org.
And let's go through a real-time example here. You were mentioning corn, so I'm going to go to fillyourplate.org, find a farm product. I've got my search for it. I'm going to put in corn. And that lady was asking for Mesa, because
yes,
we were talking about Freeman's, and it's their last day. So I'm going to click Mesa and hit search, and I come up with Orange Patch 2 is another result.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And Freeman's Corn Patch is on there, too. So there's a lot of opportunity for you to find a lot of things, and it's another way to connect to our farmers and ranchers locally.
Fillyourplate.org. Thank you very much. It is now the transitioning to the open line hour, our 9 o'clock hour. That's where we take all topics, anything and everything you, the Arizona homeowner, want to talk about. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Or text your questions to 411-923. If it's a visual question, email the picture to info@rosieonthehouse.com.